We are joined by the phone line today with West Holt track coach Jeff Krause. And coach, let's first of all talk about maybe some of the top performers from last year that you'll have coming back for you this year, both boys and the girls.
Yeah, we've got a few state qualifiers back on both sides. On the boys' side, Cade McCart qualified in the 100 and the 200 for a state meet, and he was on a 4x1 team along with his brother, Asher McCart. They're kind of our returning, I would say, kind of leaders of the team. Like I said, the ones that qualified for a state meet, had a little state meet experience. We have some other guys that, you know, we're kind of hoping they'll step up this year. Tyler Yelnick's a junior this year. He kind of come on strong in the jumps late last year. And so we're just kind of seeing if some of these guys will, you know, make that jump from, you know, from like a sophomore year to a junior year, or junior year to senior year. So on the girls' side, got a few returning state qualifiers there as well. Emily Wallnoffer is in the 4x1, Addie Carroll, Caitlin Kratz, they were all in the 4x1. Caitlin Kratz, also a high jumper, qualified. And then Lana Malotti, and McKinley Cadwalder, both in the pole vault, we're kind of on the edge, you know, on the bubble of getting to state. And if they have a good season and things progress well for them, you know, we look for some good things for them.
Well, you also will bring in, as we already know, you've competed in a indoor track and field meet. Maybe tell you a little bit about some of these youngsters, what they can do before they head to the outdoors. Tell us a little bit about that first meet you had indoors.
Well, yeah, actually, they moved it outdoors. the weather was supposed to be nice, and it ended up being not quite as nice as they thought. But the reasoning behind it was, you know, let the throwers throw the discus, get 100 hurdles, get 300 hurdles instead of 55 or 60, you know. So they actually moved it. It was supposed to be indoor. They moved it outdoor. But, yeah, you're right. I got to see we got a really young team as far as not a lot of seniors. We've got a lot of freshmen this year, both on the boys' side and the girls' side. So you're exactly right. We got to see these kids in action for the first time against, you know, other schools, and you know, until you kind of know, they kind of get a pecking order in practice, and they kind of know where they fall in with their teammates, but you never really know what's going to happen until you see somebody with another uniform on in the lanes next to them. And so I thought we had a pretty good start to the season overall. We had a lot of good marks for our first meet, and, you know, hopefully we can build on that. And our young kids are really going to help us out, fill in relays and fill in some open events where, you know, maybe in the past we haven't had all of that, those events filled. So,
well,
looking
does,
forward to it.
Yeah, it does look like you're going to have a sprinter or two that are able to run. You pick up, of course, Maddie Davis running the distance at, the other day at the Wayne State College meet. Also with you, as you mentioned, the hurdles and your relay. So on the girls' side of things are looking pretty good, even with your jumping as well as your throwing there. I mean, you're able to bring in basically a medal in about every event there the other day in the girls.
Yeah, and you're exact. I forgot about Maddie Davis. You know, she was a state qualifier also in the distance runs last year on 3200, and you know, she had a great cross country season this fall, medaled down there in cross country, and she came out really strong, I thought, in the 3200 and the 1600 at Wayne the other day, and you're right. We've got a chance to score points in a lot of different areas. Exactly what you said. Like I said, we got a couple of good vaulters. We got a couple of good jumpers. Macy Nemitz is another one. She didn't qualify for state last year, but, you know, she was consistently scoring in a triple jump for us. And she's another girl that, you know, we can put her on 4x1, 4x4 relay, probably a 4x8 relay if we needed to. And then, yeah, and then our throwers. That's one thing. I know Coach Pistolka is, you know, he's really going to be pushing his throwers this year to get a little more production out of them. But they're a young group on the girls' side. And so, yeah, then we throw in some of these freshmen, and we've had the freshmen that we've got, we have several of those that qualified for the junior high state meet last year. You know, so they've got some talent, and so it just looked, like you said, just looks promising going into the season.
Yeah, and as I'm looking at the results on the boys' side, about the same thing. And, you know, you got a pretty good, as I'm looking down at the 1600 relay, first run of the year against competition at 3:46, not a bad start for the team.
No, that was not a bad start at all for those guys. And you know, we had three freshmen on that relay with a junior. And so that was, you know, first meet out a little bit, you know, maybe a little bit nervous, a little jitters. But, you know, they competed well. And so, you know, that's, you know, we kind of like the 4x4 over here and the 400s. And you know, to see those guys kind of take that, you know, and go with it is something that we like to see. So,
how about numbers wise? We're hearing a lot of freshmen and some underclassmen. That's kind of the way it's going to be this year.
Yeah, absolutely. We're definitely heavy on underclassmen on both sides, but we've got good numbers overall. We're, you know, just over 30 with the boys, and girls are a little bit shorter. We're just over 20 with the girls, but we, you know, that's where we're at right now. You know, on the girls' side, just overall within the school is just a little short on girl numbers, but we're really happy with the group that we have for sure.
Well, and it sounds like, or looks like, if the NSA is still right, going to be able to host again this year the district meet.
Yeah, we just found that out here not long ago. So, yeah, we're going to be hosting. We're excited about that, and you know, hopefully, you know, it's a good fit for everybody. I mean, the district goes basically from North Fork all the way to Valentine, so we're geographically right in the center, and we're really excited, Cody, because we got a new track through the off season. People are going to look and think it's a little goofy. We did have a little issue. They weren't able to finish the very final top coat sealant on it. So it's going to look a little bit odd when people come, because it's not 100% finished, but as far as a running surface, it's, you know, this full half inch, and everything is going to be fine with that, and jumping areas and whatnot. But we added a few jump areas, and so we're excited to host this year, because we think people are really going to like the new setup that we have. So,
well, again, as you mentioned, it was not an indoor meet at Wayne. It was actually an outdoor meet, and so you maybe have a little bit of a leg up as well as those that were there. But looks like maybe coming in a Friday to a cold Ainsworth, what we used to call it, snowball relays, and then heading into next week and have a couple more meets coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're looking forward to it. Honestly, the weather looks about the same this Friday for as what we ran in the other day. So it'll be really similar. And we're really looking forward to this relay meet. I know that, you know, there's some debate about relay meets as far as, you know, should you do them, should you not do them? Because it's, you know, you don't have your normal regular events and stuff like that. But I can tell you right now, the way that Ainsworth does it, Coach Hansmeyer, Coach Nelson, you know, they let us throw unlimited, you know, jumpers and throwers in there, and we're going to get a lot of kids. We were just working on a lot of those entries last night, and we're going to be able to get a lot of different kids and a lot of different events, and that's good for the kids because they get to compete, and it's good for us coaches because we get to see a lot of different kids in a competitive setting. So we're really looking forward to coming over to Ainsworth on Friday and seeing kids compete.
Well, we wish you and the youth, the kids, the best of luck as they try to get themselves to a state track and field championship this year on Friday and Saturday.
I appreciate that, Cody, and we really appreciate KBRD's, you know, the support that you give to track and field. We really appreciate the support from you guys.
And that is West Old Track Coach Jeff Krause on our preseason interviews for you today.